Blog Talk Radio.
Don't get it twisted. This rap is mine. Motherfucker. What you heard? It's what you hearing. What you hearing? What you hearing? Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. X don't give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X don't deliver to you. Knock knock. Open up the door. It's real. With the nonstop pop out the stainless steel. So hard getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make a mother time. Wonder if you did it. Damn right, can I do it again? Cause I am like so. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many caps I break bread with, I break who you send to me. You motherfucker never wanted nothing but your life saved. That's on a light day, I'm getting down. Down, like it said free. So won't be the one ending up on his knee. Please, it's the only thing you can't steal. Came out the place, stay out my way. Motherfucker, we gonna rock. Do we gonna fall? Do we let it pop? Don't let it go. What? Don't give it to you. He don't give it to you.
Hey, Black Power, Black Power, everybody. This is Brother Drew X calling out that Black Nation Task Force Radio. And tonight we're going to be giving you a couple of instructions from our National Chief of Staff for the new Black Panther Party. We also got a letter from one of our sisters behind the line, this Marissa Alexander. We also working on her case. We got Sister Nancy Lockhart going to be giving some information, some updates on that. Also, we're going to read a short letter that she sent us also, for, and she's thankful for us for helping her out. So we're going to get straight into the program. Let's see. We said to the creator of male and female, to the creator who created the heaven and earth, we pray for your wisdom and your guidance and your protection as always, and punish all our enemies. All right, y'all, let's get straight into it. I'm going to get Sister Nancy mic open. Make sure I have her mic open because she's going to be giving some information. Hi, Sister Nancy, y'all.
Peace and blessings, Brother Drew. Excuse me. How are you tonight?
Doing great, and doing great you all with us. And, you know, you've been leading the charge for a lot of our brothers and sisters, so we appreciate you being on and going to give us some more information and some links, a new link you said. I heard you had a new link to some information about Marissa case.
Yes, I do. Actually, there's a PSA out, a public service announcement, that was just released in reference to Marissa Alexander, the rally on Tuesday, the 29th of May, in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'd like to direct the listening audience to her her blog or her website, which is justice4marissa.com. That's justice4marissa.com. I have it there. And then people can also go to my blog if they like, which is at nancylockhart.net. This is a rally. I think everybody's probably aware that Marissa Alexander was sentenced to 20 years under the Florida 1020 life gun law, which she fell into that law because she was not granted immunity under the Florida Stand Your Ground law. Also, please check out some videos from U.S. Congresswoman Corrine Brown. Congresswoman Brown lets us know that her research is showing that no black people and no Hispanics, no minorities, have benefited from the Stand Your Ground statute in her Jewish jurisdiction. So she's finding that, you know, definitely racism has a part to play here. You know, a lot of folks think, well, hey, Marissa's black, the husband's black. No, this we're talking about this law, and this law has not been applied to anybody black in her district.
Well, that's it. That's very interesting to know. Okay, we'll get back to that. We'll get some more information about the upcoming rally also. First, I guess I'll go ahead and get Marissa's letter out the way, since it's just one page. And she was writing, and she said, hello, Mr. Brother Drew X. I wanted to write you write you back and tell you thank you and the task force for encouraging me and supporting me. The morning of the June of the 16th, I received your letter and I immediately wrote your return address on a piece of paper and kept it with me. And since it was early in the morning, I was looking forward to reading it after I woke up later that morning. Well, unfortunately, I did not get a chance to read the entire letter because they were calling me to be transported to prison. However, I wanted to make sure that I took the first opportunity to write you back and let y'all know that I received a letter, and I am extremely grateful that the task force is in my corner. This world I'm in is very unfamiliar to me, and I am very much a fish out of water. That's pretty sad right there. I'm trying to keep the right perspective, and I do not know whether this will be a sprint or I am gearing up for a marathon. All I can do is be in the present moment and take this day by day. It said, if my memory serves me correctly, I guess you know who the task force is. She heard about us. That's what she was saying there. So she's thankful for us and some other stuff. I'm very fortunate to have their support and the task force support, and I'm blessed to have inquired some new brothers and sisters indeed. She said, once again, I want to express my sincerest appreciation of your support to myself and family, and I pray that y'all find blessings and happiness and help me out and write it back. Sincerely, Marissa Alexander. All right, it was a short letter. I just thought I wanted to read that because it was very important. And, you know, you could see, you could feel her. No, she's being strong, but you could also feel the pain and the disbelief when she says she's a fish out of water. You know, that means this is not, she didn't see herself in that type of light, ever being in that type of light. When you're a fish out of water, hey, normally fish out of water, that's not a good thing. We all know that normally means that somebody is desperately dying or slowly, actually. That's what it is, if we use that metaphor. What you think, Sister Mess?
Yes, I do. I really do. And I know she sincerely thanks everybody from the bottom of her heart, really. Yeah. She is definitely a fish out of water. Marissa has, twins with her first husband, and then when this incident happened, I think her baby was about 9 days old, I'm not sure, or less, 6 or 9 days old. And, you know, she worked every day. She had completed an MBA. She was a manager. You know, so, yeah, and I don't think, unlike many of us, I don't think she had ever had anyone even in the family to go through something like this. Another thing that I like for us to keep in mind is the fact that, you know, when people are innocent, they're not going to just take a plea deal that's been offered to them in, you know, a three-hour time frame when they know they're innocent. So this
right.
is the way that a lot of innocent people get locked up.
You're right about this, Sister Nancy. We'll be back to that. So I'll go ahead and get into our letter that we got from the Brother Hashim Nzinga, who is the National Chief of Staff for the New Black Panther Party. So he wrote me a letter, and he just wanted me to read it. It says, my brother Drew, you are the one who took the time to write your big brother, as he said, in the belly of the beast. For 23 hours a day now, almost 2 months, which I've been falsely accused of possessing a firearm by a convicted felon. They have denied my rights a probable cause here 3 times, which would end this mess. But my legal team, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, my wallet, Mayor Davis, are on it. And we have filed habeas corpus for the right to obtain the preliminary hearings. But until then, like Joseph or Daniel in the lion's den, or like Malcolm X, this DeKalb County Jail is my office. And I will leave from here. If you could, brother, get in touch with brothers from the nation, which he names a few brothers, Brother Tawan, Brother Marvin, Brother Ron, and let them read this letter also on their radio shows. All right. And also send it to the Malik Zulu Shabazz radio. All right, let's see. God said, till I make your enemies your footstool. All right, he said, my dear brother Drew, first let me say what God has made me so happy to say, and that my brother, that is Black Pals. With the blessings of our God, I'm so glad the Honorable Dr. Khaled Muhammad put that on my heart. And I'm also so pleased with the commander that he left in place, who has carried the mission. Oh, okay, so y'all got to get, I'm going to get some glasses for you. So he's glad that with the commander that was left in place who has carried on the mission. We have survived because of his leadership and great spirit. That's being the tournament leader, Zulu Shabazz. And to all our warriors in the New Black Panther Party who has raised the bar for the freedom of our people, I say Black Power, freedom or death to our enemy. Now, for the Black Power movement and their movement through the Need More movement, like I like to say, unite and keep up the real fight. I'm not handicapped anymore, brother. This vision is clear, and I feel the sun warming my soul. All is to be respected by all. You see, Brother Drew, we're revolutionaries, but we are also visionaries. Okay? So it says, see, a victory can't be won if you don't know what you're fighting for. See, this is why I later, Big Brother Malcolm X, read the dictionary. Where did he read it? In jail, where he had time as the only Elijah Muhammad worked on his soul. Okay, I got you. God worked on his mind, and there is experience the power of the word in advance his brilliant mind. Then God stirred his spirit. Mr. Muhammad gave him a platform, and he changed the country. He turned it up, side down and inside out. And he has never received his due credit. But his victory came when the mission was clear. Let's go to the Bible for a minute, my brother. But you can benefit. You cannot benefit without a word of wisdom from God. This is from James 1:22. But he that doeth for the world and not hearers only deceive yourselves. But if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So I say to our beloved people, let's not read hearing in the mirror. And let's not hesitate and get to the streets and save our people from this wicked slave master who have taught us of his wicked ways. I preserve our campaign for the liberation of our African children, our young, beautiful civilization of youth that are Zulu warriors but have no shepherd. So they run around like loose sheep are being destroyed because the blind are leading the blind off the cliff in America. This is shameless, and we have been appointed to save our babies. There are no politics or congressional hearings that can save our children or our communities. God is not satisfied with our work. Our ancestors great translated to us that it takes a village to raise our children. Oh, how soon we forget, Brother Drew. You tell my big brothers that we need to hit the streets. Also mentions Erica Badu and Nurse Jeffrey Muhammad. Let them know also in Dallas, Texas. We need to gear up and take to the streets like Harriet Tubman, Marcus Garvey, Frederick Douglass, and Honorable Khaled Muhammad, and take to those streets in a spectacular way and take back control of our community. Divorce from staying inside and looking in the mirror. Give instruction to the young brothers and sisters that it is a new day.
terrified them so they will come to the conclusion that the active black-on-black crime has made us demons. It is not morally right, and it's time for a new generation and a new day. All right. We have to be like a black military led by God. And my brother, I predict a victory. Be consistent and have faith. But as our Bible say also in James 1 and 6, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Now let us have faith like Job and like a rock. This is what our leaders, my big brother, Attorney Malik Shabazz, has been doing through the Black Power Movement. So, my brother, let those who have ears listen. Once we get our people together, then let's immediately become the solution to our problem. And let in unity turn that engine against our enemy and punish anybody who try to hold us down. The righteous must rise. Our people have, we have suffered enough in this so-called land of the home of the free and the brave, America. I also have this Grover Norquist, who has hijacked America and gave it to the billionaires back in 1985. He befriended old President Ronald Wilson Reagan. Now he had established the Tea Party, which is another form of the KKK. Norquist is a no good bastard. And every top Republican running for president, the 13 governors, 1,300 state lawmakers, 40 of the 47 Republicans in the Senate, and 236 of the 242 Republicans in the House. And the foot soldiers are marshaled by House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. This group alone has wrecked the United States credit rating. They led the nation to the brink of default. And our children will have the burden of repairing the economic damage. So teach our children who their real enemy are. Like I said, I don't give a damn about America, but my mama is a taxpayer, and they are robbing my people. We're in a Great Depression, the worst recession since 1930s. And I warn you, this makes the middle class poor. The wealth is more wealth than it's hovering around the unemployment lines. Last hired, first fired. We don't hire our own on a level that. Let me slow down. All right. We don't hire our own on a level that would make a big difference. We don't listen to Carver G. Wilson. The Miseducation of the Negro, when he told us to start our own company, hang on to our own stores, gas stations, and shops. No, we ran to white America. We were tricked, and now we're in the unemployment line because we want a slave master for our boss. What twisted minds we gave away. Our economy boosted America to its greatest, along with the 100 years of free slave labor. So let's re-educate our children and start a new day, because God is still God, and Moses is still calling again for Pharaoh to let the people go. Your commander, Brother Hashim and Zinga, Black Power. All right, y'all. So that was the letter there. Give it a minute, and we'll be right back. Let me play a quick song for 2 minutes, get some water. We'll be right back.
Why do what I do? You see the man getting no closer. I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
All right, y'all, we're back with you, Brother Drew X. We online with Sister Nancy Lockhart, legal representative for the Black Nation Task Force and many other things. She also has the Wrongful Conviction organization and so much thing. I mean, so many programs that Sister Nancy involved in. She also brought you the Scott Sisters, the Troy Davis Movement. She's working on the Marissa and so many others. So we online just reading a few letters that we got from our brothers and sisters behind the walls. Just playing that song Locked Up reminds me of something Mutula Shakur told me. He told me, brother, the worst thing I ever did was I surrendered. He said, I hate I surrender because once you get behind these enemy lines, you have no control. And I never forget that. That's one of the things. So I can imagine what a lot of brothers and sisters are feeling behind the line. And I can imagine the pain when you're behind the line because you might have been set up. Are you behind the line because of miscarriage of justice? I can imagine there's nothing worse than the feeling something, you know, you locked up for something you didn't do, something you thought you were doing right and protecting yourself. And I can't even imagine somebody being locked up in self-defense. That's just, that I can't even imagine that one. That one's kind of hard for me to bear. But Sister Nancy, you want to chime in and talk about this rally that's supposed to be coming up?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to ask everyone to please go to justice4marissa.com, and you can download or print out the flyer there. If people are not able to make it to Jacksonville, Florida on Tuesday, the rally starts at 8 o'clock a.m. It starts at Hemming Plaza, and this is all on the blog. And there will be a walk to the new courthouse. This was strategically planned because the courthouse, this is opening day for the courthouse. So I think the rally would make a great impact, you know, on the opening day for the courthouse. There will be speakers, music, that kind of thing. Also, I think Martin Luther King III is going to speak. So anybody, you know, who's able to go to Jacksonville, Florida, Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. sharp, their meeting, and attend the rally. Those who are not able to, I'd like to ask that they hold rallies in their respective cities.
Okay, that's a good idea. And I'd like to say greetings to the Movement Radio on and not. We got our followers that's always all in the program. Greetings to our brothers in the chat room, to Newark, Virginia chapter on. I see them on, and I see Carolina chapter, the new Black Panther Party's on. And so we say peace and black power to all our brothers and sisters. Also, you know, I think we need to build that same type of energy that we did in the Trayvon Martin. It's very important that we come out to represent our brothers and sisters with the right type of frame of mind, the right attitude, and the right tactics. Now, this is election time, and what we can also do, Sister Nancy and all the listeners, for the brothers and sisters that's in Florida, they got governors running for office around this time. They have all types of different politicians running for office this time. So it's time for you to go up to these politicians and these people that's running for office and ask them, what you going to do about this case right here? Before I vote for you, I will vote for you if you tell me what you can do to free this system. If you don't have no answers, if you don't have no power, then you ain't the one I want in office.
So I think that'll be a new approach. You know, everybody make them a Marissa Alexander poster and go to the election polls with that poster and say, I ain't voting. Hey, before then, go to all these people that's running for office and say, how you going to fix this here? You can't? Okay, thank you. And that's what I'm saying. We have to use all our taxes and all our wit to get the justice that we need for our brothers and sisters. Since all these people running for office, I think it'll be a great time to ask them, what you going to do about this? Why should I elect you? How you going to fix this situation? I don't know who's running for the when the next election for the prosecutor down there, but somebody need to get on that there on the ballot. It'll be a good time for somebody to run against Angie down there, and everybody get behind that other candidate if they can help get Sister Marissa off. Hey, put that effort and energy behind that. What you think, Sister Nash?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize my phone was muted. I think it's a great idea, really. Now, Angela Corey, I was told by the family, was just reelected. Nobody ran against her. And I remember, you know, from the Christian Fernandez case, that's the case that where Angela Corey prosecuted the 12-year-old as an adult for the murder of one of his siblings. I don't know all of the details in reference to that case, but that is the case of a little Hispanic 12-year-old boy, and people can go to change.org and, you know, find these petitions and whatever. And this little boy, from what I remember reading about his case, had his mother not hesitated and tried to come up with a medical solution to the child's problem, then had she called 911 or taken the child immediately to the hospital, from what I understand, the child would have lived, okay? So, you know, it's you know, this seems to be a huge problem down there in her district. Now, she's in a couple of counties, I believe, in Jacksonville, what is that, Duval maybe county, a couple more. But she's also the special prosecutor on the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. So, you know, she was specially appointed by the governor, Rick Scott, who's a Republican, and Angela Corey, of course, is a Republican. I remember seeing pictures of billboards where someone had a $100,000 reward out for anyone that would run against her as the as, you know, prosecutor for the state of Florida for that district. There are also many, many other cases. One in particular that they mentioned on the video that everybody can look at it, justice4marissa.com. One case is there was a white man that shot into a house full of people. I don't know what the race of the people were. And I believe he was in prison a little over maybe 18 months or something. Well, he got time served and probation.
Yeah, that's what we know. We don't these laws. We hear a lot of people say these laws are not made for us. And we see the difference that's happening. But it's up to us to, hey, if we not to ask anymore. We have to demand. See, that's a different than asking and demanding. Demanding, we start doing things that's going to affect the economy. We start doing things that's going to affect who's going to be in office. We just tell them, hey, that's what we're going to do. We're not asking you no more. We're going to do this here. If you can't do nothing for us, that's what's going to do. We're going to boycott this. We're going to boycott that. We ain't spending no money. We ain't taking no vacation. We're going to pass out flyers. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that the state of Florida feels this black nation. And that's what we have to start doing, Sister Nash. We have to not ask anymore, because when you're asking your enemy to help you, and it's not natural for the enemy to help you anyway. But if you can demand your enemy to help you, and you can show your enemy where it'd be beneficial for them to help you, then you might get more help that way. So we have to use our street smarts and our wisdom and battle this enemy on a different level. But I do believe if we start a campaign of voting, and we're going to the polls with Marissa, we ain't going to the polls. We ain't going to the polls till you tell us how you're going to fix this situation. I do believe if we hit them that way, we'll get some, because everybody, you know, we'll sell out for votes. People will sell out for votes, as we see in America.
So anything else, something else you want to get out?
Yeah, I'd just like to acknowledge and say thank yous to Congresswoman Corrine Brown because, you know, she is the mastermind behind this. She spoke about it and on the floor, actually, and up there in Congress. And, you know, she heard about it actually in D.C. She didn't hear about it in Florida. She stays. So
okay.
I'd very much so like to thank her. Yeah, that's about it. Can I hold on? Because I can't find the show on my online.
Okay. Yeah, that's another thing. I've been noticing it's hard to find shows. We know they own. You can't find them. And so, you know, that's one reason why we should have our own stuff because we at the mercy of, like I said, we always at the mercy of someone else. And I've been trying to look for shows that I know was on. I knew the show was on. I couldn't even find my show.
Mm-hmm.
So I know things we go through as a people. Yeah, go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Yeah.
And try to
or
find
I could free up this line for you. You know, you could email me the link. I free this line up for you.
Oh, you okay? You are. Yeah, because
all
we're
right.
down to our
Thank
last. We're down to our last 15 minutes anyway. And if anybody have any comments, you feel free to give us a call at 909-265-9220. And actually, you can't get in anymore. The line's full. You can't even get in. So, but we do appreciate all our brothers in the front online having the comments. You just press one, and we'll get you right in. But, you know, we appreciate everybody coming out. And we see it all the time. But by us liberating ourselves, we can truly go out there and help and liberate our other brothers and sisters. We got all kind of people that's behind the line, brothers and sisters. If you just take time and use your imagination, if you were behind the line, what would you want for somebody to do? And you know what you would want? You would want them to do everything they can. You would want them not to sit one day. If you were behind the line and your family was on the outside, you had children on the outside, a wife or a husband on the outside, and you don't know when you're going to see them. Somebody gave you 20 years. You would want somebody working hard and diligently to help bring some justice to you. So I say, brother, there's a lot of stuff that we can do. We can do a lot of things from radio program. We can do a lot of things from the streets. But what we must do is do something. I mean, don't wait, brother, because this world is changing. This world is changing, and it's getting worse. And so we're going to find out a lot of brothers and sisters are going to start hitting behind these bars. And the only way to stop that is taking some type of political power and some action back to the streets and back to the ones who do have the power to do the right thing. We have to demand that these people do the right thing. If you get in office, we demand you be of a sound character to make decisions for the brothers and sisters that's going to be running through these courts. That's these state laws, these federal laws. We demand that you be of a sound mind. We can't just let in. We can't vote for no people just because. We can't vote for people just because they're black. That don't make no sense. I used to do it all the time. Black, go down list. Black. Yeah, that don't make no sense. Sometimes we do it to ourselves. Sometimes we're in a condition. Hey, I never forget it. Instructor told me we create our own stuff. And I bet you I did just vote for some people that I didn't know who I was voting for. So we need to vote for the ones who say they're going to do what they're going to do, hold them accountable if they don't do what they're going to do, make sure they don't get in office no more. A lot of these people, they get in office, they think it's all over. You know, I got in office and, hey, I'm here forever. We got to also send a message to the ones who get in office. We voted you in, we're going to vote you out. And I say that's how we have to be. You know, we just can't be a quiet people anymore. So that's why we is. And I told Sister Marissa that the Black Nation Task Force will for every week until, if it takes, I don't want to go there, but if it takes 20 years, we will be mentioning her name every week for 20 years. And hopefully we can step it up a little bit because our chapter in Houston, Texas, every Tuesday, they are outside the police precinct. And Houston, Texas, been doing that for a year and a half. Every Tuesday, ain't missed a Tuesday in a year and a half, and the crowd is getting bigger and bigger. So we need to make that same type of campaign right there in front of the courthouse or in front of that DA office. Get a day and make that day. We're going to be here every day of this week, protesting on the behalf of our brothers and sisters who are not getting the same justice. And the only reason that we have every bit of the right to bring this case forward because We saw how Zimmerman killed the young man, and he didn't even go to jail. He shot the young man, chased the young man down, went fighting with the young man, and the man ended up dead, and he didn't go to jail at all. Only reason he went to jail because of public outcry, millions of people signing petitions and hitting the streets. And so that's the only reason he went to jail. So he had no right to, that wasn't a standing your ground right. When you're following somebody, you're not standing your right. We saying that Sister Marissa was in her home. Easily could have shot and killed that guy, ex-husband or husband or whatever you want to call him. She could have even, it wouldn't have been nobody worries but hers. But no, because you could tell a person of peaceful nature, she fired a warning shot in the air. Like, don't touch me no more. This lady been beat. She lost her baby. And, you know, hey, she didn't know, you know, been married to this guy only with 2.5 months. And now she got to sacrifice 20 years because she didn't know she was marrying somebody that was a savage. I can't understand how a prosecutor or a female prosecutor can't see that and be sympathetic with the female point of view. I don't understand that at all. It seemed personal. It seemed personal because she didn't take the 3 years that was offered. And you can't do justice like that. Justice can't be personal. It's got to be by the book. And whenever time you try to make justice personal, oh, okay, you're back, Sister Ness. All right, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, the baby was in ICU, was 9 days old, and the doctors felt that it was born prematurely because, you know, she had been beaten while she was pregnant. But the sad thing is he received some funds from a victim's program. I think he received $1,500 for being a victim. And the judge has given him custody of the little girl. And, you know, the family hasn't seen the little girl, I think, in over a year.
That's something. That, mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot to lose, you know. And so I say to our females and our brothers, be careful who you hook up with because, you know, hey, that's a lot to lose just in a short time of being married and not knowing who, you know, not knowing the person's background. Investigate the people you're getting it. Getting in a partnership with. It's a real serious situation out here. We got all kind of examples out there. We got to learn from our brothers and sisters, you know, the son that paid the ultimate sacrifice. We got to learn from them. And being locked up in jail when you ain't did nothing is a sacrifice too. And we got to learn from them not to repeat the same mistakes or learn how they was trapped because, you know, hey, the devil's busy and the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you know that, you always try to counter the devil moves. All right, Sister Nessa, we appreciate you being on. Any other words you want to give out? When your next radio program, you know?
Thursday at 6:30, and unless there's an emergency. I'd like to tell people, too, you know, that there's a lot of good information in my book best to go on and learn it now and not need it from behind the walls. But you can go to nancylockhart.net, and there's a link for PayPal there, or send me an email, you know, for U.S. mail, for a book mail by U.S. mail, or Amazon or, you know, those places.
That's right. And tell me what's the name of that book, Sister Nessa.
The name of the book is Locked Up, What to Do When Your Ass Gets Locked Up.
That's right. And it's a very good book. I read it and actually got an extra copies and gave some of the brothers and sisters some. And we're going to definitely, one of our next programs, Sister Ness, we're going to have to get you a table so you can get those books out there because our brothers and sisters need to hear that type of information before you get locked up, what your ass need to do before you get locked up. That's a good book.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sister Nessa, we appreciate
you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So you want to get your radio number out also?
Oh, you know what? I would love to if I knew it.
That's all right.
The Nancy Lockhart Show on Blog Talk Radio, The Nancy Lockhart Show, and through on Facebook, you can like The Nancy Lockhart Show. There's a link there. And I thought I could come up with the number right quick, but I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. Well, we sure appreciate your Sister Nancy being in the corner for all our brothers and sisters. We appreciate the Movement Radio. and all the brothers and sisters, Brother Jelani in his chapter on, Brother Thomas in his chapter, Carolina's on, we in the Movement Radio Zone, and brothers and sisters that was in the chat room. We appreciate all of y'all coming out just to spend a little time with us to see what we can do to network to help our brothers and sisters. And we will see y'all, I guess, again, Wednesday on the Movement Radio. We will see y'all again, and I put that link to the Movement Radio on my Facebook. Until then, we say Black Power.
All power to the people.
Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break when you send me. You motherfucker never wanted nothing but your life saved. That's on a life day, I'm getting down. Hey, Brother Thomas, you had a question?
No, brother, not tonight, but I'll be coming on later on, brother.
Oh, okay, then. We appreciate it. All right, then, Brother Thomas.
Yes,
you got the information
trophy when you have your next show.
All right. All right. We appreciate you, Brother Tom.
All right. Black Power, we out, my brother.
Yeah.
Black Power.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. This rap is mine, motherfucker.
Yes, brother. I do have some.
Hey. What you heard is what you hearing. What you hearing. What you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. What you hearing, listen. X don't give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X don't deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop, pop out and stay still. So hard getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make a mother wonder if you did it. Damn right, and I do it again. Cause I am like, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break when you send to me. You motherfucker never wanted nothing.
He gon' give it to ya.